This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Tire Buyer. Get fast, free delivery on tires to their network of 10,000-plus local tire shops and mobile installers. Save 15% off all installed tires with code MMA15. Dream Cloud Sleep, where you sleep afloat on premium hybrid mattresses that are made with multi-layers for maximum comfort. Get a free mattress protector, sheets, and pillows with code GWFIT200. Plunge. Easy to use, reliable cold plunges at affordable prices. Save $150 off with code MMA150. Bulletproof coffee. Power your mind, fuel your body, and unleash your limitless potential. Save 20% off with code BPMMA20. Defense soap. Everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 571.
571!
My name is Ingo Weigold.
Greg Griffith, MMA Show, by MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. I felt weird, like I hadn't done that in a while.
Exactly. Maybe, a week.
Yeah, I know, right? But it almost felt new. Yeah, it did. Maybe my sense of time was a little bit warped, like my sense of reality.
Are you experiencing the world for the first time?
Like a child.
Mm-hmm.
You know who's not? The fucking Chicago Blackhawks. Let me tell you this. So not only do they want to trade away all their fucking talent, right, and try to tank this season. So then, like last year, Pat Foley, who's their best announcer, who does the play-by-play, he retires, felt like a forced retirement. And then now today, they also lost their color guy, Eddie Olczyk, who's been doing the color for 15 years. Like, he was the only reason that would have kept me watching them this upcoming shit show dumpster fire of a season. Now I'm fucking out. Like, are you kidding me? So now you're gonna have two inexperienced, potentially, guys calling the games and a shit product on the ice. Not even wearing a hat anymore. Out. Just out. Does it sound like it came down to money and they didn't want to pony up and pay the man what he was worth? So kind of unfortunate. But I guess that's what happens sometimes.
It does. It looks like it's going to be a rough couple of years for Chicago hockey. But maybe they're going to surprise us, not this coming season, but the season after, because they have a grand plan to improve the teams quickly in the next
season. They need one of the top three or two picks, like overall picks for the next year's draft. Mm-hmm. If they get one of those guys... There's actually three, but one of them's Russian, and I think people are afraid to take the Russian player because it seems like there's been issues with Russian hockey players and getting back in the U.S., and who knows what's going on. So,
understandably so.
Yeah, there's some shit going on, man.
I'm oblivious. I have no clue what's happening.
Yeah, it's probably best that way. But anyway, let's talk some UFCs.
You want to talk about the UFC over the weekend?
Yeah, first I want to talk about the placement of the clock. Like, why are their names in the clock getting higher and higher on the broadcast to the point where it's covering up the fighters?
I don't know.
Why can't we just put this shit up in the left-hand corner like it used to be?
Because some TVs probably scrunched it. I don't know. Good question.
Because, like, right here...
It was perfect up there.
Right? Like, you know, you have the fucking... I don't care if it's even here. That's fine. But right here, especially when they're standing, it blocks their footwork. I can't see who's doing what. And I feel like it got raised up even higher than it used to be. Like, this is... It's so bad. It's so bad. But anyway, where do you want to start? Main event?
Yeah, let's start Yair Rodriguez versus Brian Ortega.
Okay.
Unfortunately, ended early. Due to his gruesome shoulder injury, I think Ortega was trying to get out of some sort of a footlock, foothold type thing.
It was like an armbar.
Was it an armbar?
Yeah, he was like over him, and it looked like he was kind of armbarring him, and he was trying to pull his arm out, and his shoulder kind of popped. But I couldn't tell. Like, I wouldn't call that like a submission win. It was an accidental injury.
Well, it's written. It was written in as a TKO shoulder injury.
Yeah, so, and I think that's the right description. Even though he was technically in a submission, it wasn't like a tight armbar. It was like kind of an armbar, and in the striking department, Rodriguez was just piecing him up. Like, oh my God. Because Ortega's just doing this. I walk forward with my face, Homer Simpson, mm-hmm. you, and yeah. hopefully you get tired and I catch you in a submission. And, you know, I was hoping that would go longer because I wanted to see it play out. I liked Ortega's chances, but mm-hmm. fucking weird injury. And Yair seemed open to running it back. I just don't know if the UFC wants to do that because you kind of need someone to fight for a title. I don't know if they're going to do that. I mean, Yair would be obviously next because I thought this was like title eliminator type of shit. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. Yes. And then there's a couple other things. There's that one fight with the second round was fucking crazy. I'm going to fuck these guys up, names up. So it's Schnell versus Suma Darji.
Uh-huh.
Like, so Schnell is winning most of the fight. At some point he gets kicked in the nuts. This is in the second round. And then the tide turns. So the other guy starts pummeling him. I mean, it's going back and forth. And then the next thing you know, Schnell fucking throws up a triangle, chokes the other guy out in his own blood. Like blood is pouring all out and gets the fucking choke. And he chokes the guy unconscious. Like it was like one of those crazy rounds. Like that's probably round of the year. Mm. It's reminiscent of like when you have that back and forth of like the Paul Daly and Nick Diaz, like that one round where you just like, holy fuck. That was one of those holy fuck rounds. And then you get to finish with a fighter that didn't even tap out. He was just choked fucking unconscious in his yes. own blood. Like, that was pretty sweet.
Yeah. And then we had the Misha Tate, Lauren Murphy, one-sided ass beating that happened, which I don't know. Misha looked good at the weigh-ins. I thought she was in great shape. Here she is on Instagram posting some photos saying some women pay a lot of money for lips like these. All I had to do was get in a little fist fight. And yeah. Apparently she went to one of her favorite restaurants and a carb loaded and cheese loaded in back in New York. This is, I guess, Mama Cheese Boat, some famous place. But I mean, she's looking a little worse for the wear there. I'm not really sure what happened. Like what, I mean, ring rust perhaps.
Look at that eye too.
Yeah. Pretty nasty.
That's fucked up. It's wild because she looked so slow and Lauren Murphy isn't like this fucking elite striker or elite fighter. But she sure as shit looked like one against Misha Tate, which is unfortunate. Misha looked like she was fighting in fucking slow motion and there was a huge speed advantage. Misha's got zero reaction time, zero head movement. She didn't look like she was hungry out there. She had no takedowns. And then Lauren Murphy had a few on her own. So Murphy just completely outclassed her. And I think it was 30-27 on two judges and 29-28 on the other for a unanimous decision. And it might be the ring rust too, but she did not look like she was prepared for a fight. No. And I don't know how her striking, it seemed to go backwards. Like maybe I didn't think she was I didn't think she was ever a great striker, but it looked worse than what I remembered from her last time fighting. So. Yeah. And another weight class. So I don't know if the cut, I mean, it looked like she did the cut correctly because she was like posting, oh, look, I'm in shape and I'm fucking eating this steak and blah, blah, blah. But just wild. So I don't know what that means for her. Is she going to fight again? Is she going to stay at 25? Because I'll tell you what, if she fights Shevchenko, she's going home in a fucking body bag.
That's
going
to be a bad one. Yeah. I don't know. It's a good question. She probably needs to recover from the carb loading first. And then, you know,
so you're saying she's at 165 right now.
Probably once the brain fog wears off from all that gluten, you know, then she can figure it out.
Right.
So any other fights you want to talk about on this card?
No, I was going to show you how Michelle Waterson prepared for her fight. So they showed her and.
Oh, hey now.
Yeah. So she was on the card. She didn't fare well either.
I can get behind that.
You fucking ain't right. I love New York too. Four times.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hey, speaking of loving New York, we should probably talk about our sponsor. Manscaped.
Yes, sir. Crotch discomfort. Hurting your game? Fear no more. The kings of crotch comfort. Manscaped have spent 2 years designing the most comfortable boxer briefs out there. Sleek, soft, comfortable, and flexible, the brand new Boxers 2.0 from Manscaped take your balls to the royal ball throat. The global leaders in the below-the-waist grooming have the Lawnmower 4.0, which is behind me here, for the trimming, so you can wear the Boxers 2.0 for the chilling. They even trademarked the jewel pouch, so you know it's serious.
Jewel pouch!
The place you stick your family jewels. So let your bulge breathe and get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com/MMANuts.
Well, let's say you're on a date and your partner catches that Manscaped on the waistband of your underwears. It's almost guaranteed to raise some eyebrows and act like a billboard on the highway to Pleasure Town. Not only Flavor Town, but now you get to go to Pleasure Town.
Is that like a city next to Pound Town?
You're damn right. Pound Town.
You can also get 20% off, don't forget, and free shipping at manscaped.com/MMANuts. That's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com/MMANuts. Up your crotch game, because once the Boxers 2.0 touch your sack, you'll never go back.
That's right. Boxers 2.0!
That's aggressive marketing, Matt. It's aggressive.
There's nothing wrong with that. I love it. I love them.
Oh, man.
I use that. I don't know how often I use it. As needed, put it that way. And sometimes it's needed twice a week. Depends how clean you want to keep your shite. What else is happening out there?
Well, I have a question, and yes. I'm so curious. Since when hanging out with Chuck Liddell in the backcountry of Idaho on a horse? That's what I'd like to know.
Well, these are the things I do on my weekends, Ingo.
Tell
I
like me that is not trips. Your doppelganger. So it's pretty damn close. Chuck is, I don't know if there's other photos. Right?
Chuck, it looks
not from that angle, obviously, but from this one, I was like, fucking A, if that doesn't look like fat.
I can see it. I can see it.
So Chuck's having a good time living the good life, riding horses and shit. So good on him.
Yeah, that's what he should be doing. I saw him, I don't know. I think he was on a podcast with Steve-O. I want to say it was recent. I couldn't watch it. Because he had a hard time. Yeah, he's got a hard time forming sentences.
Yeah.
And I think that's a problem with a lot of, well, I wouldn't say a lot of fighters, but some of the fighters. I'm like, oh, I'd like to hear what he has to say. I'm like, oh, I can't listen to this.
Like Bigfoot?
Hey, speaking of him, did you know he's got a fight set up?
Oh, yeah. You told me last week. I'm still.
Yeah, I thought it was coming, but they posted. It's actually, he's got a few months off. So he's got time. Right. He's not fighting until October or September. I don't know which fucking way they do their dates. Like, I wish everyone would just do it how we learned it, where it was month, date, year, instead of you whatever date, month, year. So apparently he's fighting main card either in September or October.
It's September 10th, 9th, 10th. I don't know. Yeah, it's probably September 10th. In Europe, they flop it around. The day apparently is more important. I guess it makes sense. Day, month, year.
It does make sense, but it's not the way we learned it. So it's very like confusing. The metric system
makes way more sense than what the fuck we're doing here.
Right. So, it's all confusing. But I don't know. Fucking teaspoons and tablespoons. And we have our own issues with just basic shit and try to go to and fucking weighing me in kilograms. And like, can we just be in pounds? I don't understand. I'm 100 kilos. Okay, great. Mm-hmm. That's 220 with all my shit on.
Well, medicine works on the metric system. So that's the problem.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Dum, dum, dum.
Hey, speaking of Steve-O, it was weird that I had mentioned him. Did you see him fighting John Jones or fucking around with John?
No.
Yeah. I'll show this with you. Doing a little grappling.
Steve's like shitting his pants.
Yeah, he is.
Like, don't kill me.
And John like shot from 8 miles away to get the takedown.
Oh my god. Jesus. John's actually looking kind of lean there in that video. That's promising. You know, he's laughing, but this is a good way of trying to eliminate anxious feelings by laughing uncontrollably. You're like, oh my God, I could die right now. Please don't kill me.
Yeah, if he would have thrown that knee, like Steve-O doesn't know what the fuck he's doing.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, be offensive. Like, you're going to get fucked up, but at least shoot the first shot. Yeah. Shoot the takedown on John. You're not getting it, but
yeah.
Yes, that's crazy. What else has happened?
Well, MMA Fighting released their new pound for pound rankings, which were apparently delayed because of July 4th. They were supposed to come out like a week ago, but I wanted to get your thoughts on this because Alexander Volkanovski takes the top spot with two first place votes, and Usman Adesanya dropped down. Charles Oliveira gets a vote. I mean, Max Holloway still in the top 10. Stipe's up there. Like, what do you think about this list? Is this realistic?
No, because number one should be John Jones, and he's not even fucking on the list. Right?
Oh, well, one of their rules is you have to have fought within 8 months. So that's how they do this. There's a down here somewhere. It was the rules. Let me see. Okay. Yeah. Fighters are removed if they do not compete. Oh, 18 months. If they do not compete within 18 months of their most recent bouts. And then that's one of the rules anyways. But do you think Volkanovski should be at the top? Do you think that makes sense given his recent performance?
Yeah, I struggle with this because it's always like you can't have these pie weights. I always felt like this is a light heavyweight and heavyweight discussion just because like the pound for pound is supposed to be, well, if this guy was this weight, he would be this great. But the problem is these little pie weights, there's no way you could go up and maintain that fucking cardio at heavyweight, you know, or light heavyweight. So it doesn't work. Like that math doesn't work. And it's the same thing like with the light heavyweight going down. It doesn't work. So I struggle with these pound for pounds. But if I have to play this game, I don't like Volkanovski up there. I don't think he's like the shit. I don't think it's Usman. I still think somehow John Jones has to be on the list regardless. That's who I'm going with, and that's who I'm sticking with.
Okay. That's kind of like saying
he hasn't lost. I mean, that's the thing.
Yeah, you put Volkanovski up there. It's like saying an ant is the strongest pound for pound creature in the universe, which technically speaking, I think that might be true. But
sure,
I can still crush that fucker with my foot. So
that's right. I can sneeze and probably like sever his leg.
I can pee on him. Like, eat this, you little ant. So yeah, I don't know. Tough one. We need John to come out of retirement. Stop fucking around with Steve-O and let's get a fight going.
Yeah, I thought they're trying to make that Stipe one. It seems like that makes the most logical sense because I think Francis is still working on a knee injury and probably not going to fight this year. So make that Stipe one. I mean, that seems like the perfect timing for both of the guys. They're both going to be rusty as fuck. Good warm-up fight for John. John should win that and hopefully uses wrestling. That's my goal. Or my expectation for John Jones at heavyweight, use your fucking wrestling, because the only other person really I think is who uses it effectively is like Curtis Blaydes, where he would take you down and fucking ground and pound you. So we'll see. And speaking of him, he's fighting this weekend, right?
Fighting this weekend against Tom Aspinall, who I'm a big fan of that guy. I like him.
Hold up.
Submission expert from overseas. What do you like in that fight?
In the Curtis Blaydes fight?
Yeah.
Curtis Blaydes.
Do you? I think Aspinall can take him. I'm predicting
Aspinall's actually the favorite, so.
Okay. I'm predicting a submission win by Aspinall in the first, like, 7 minutes. That's kind
of It's like his side of the world fight, though, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so he's in the UK. Hometown.
That dude is huge. And, you know, I don't think Curtis is going to be able to throw him around like he throws other people around. So it'll be a good fight, though.
Let's see. You got bunch of other people fighting.
Paddy Pimblett.
Yep. And then every time he fights, then Molly McCann fights. And Hannah Goldie, she's got an OnlyFans page, just in case you're keeping track and score at home. Paul Craig, Olgan Ozdemir. I think that was it as far as like prelims, Amir Kwani. Yeah.
I didn't see much of anything else happening there, but that should be a good one. That's a free one, I think. Is that at a weird time because it's overseas?
Probably. Let's see. Yeah, it says 1 p.m. Central Time at the O2 Arena.
Nice.
Okay. Cool.
I think it's real cool. I agree. What else do we got? Let's see. Oh, there's all this controversy brewing with Nate Diaz. I don't know if you've been following this, but apparently Ariel Helwani just said recently that Nate's contract is due to expire October 19th. And there's a clause called a sunset clause. Sometime in the fall, if he doesn't get a fight, like they have to like let him go or something. So, and there was some back and forth, and Nate was talking shit to Dana, and Dana said, I owe you 3 fights a year. If I don't fight you 3 times a year, I have to pay you. How could I hold him hostage? Because Nate was saying, you know, fucking UFC is holding him hostage. And then Nate came back out to say, well, Dana said Francis Ngannou was injured and couldn't fight right now. I don't know why he was so confused in the interview. And in the last 9 months, I've been offered 0 fights and I asked for 5 legitimate opponents. Thank you for the kind words. Can I go now? Peace. So
that sounds like being held hostage to me.
I was asking
for his release.
Yeah.
And you're saying I have to contractually offer him 3 fights.
And he hasn't.
And I'm not holding him hostage. Right. But I thought they had to at least offer him fights. Like if they didn't offer him any fights, because they could offer him shitty fights just to satisfy the contract. I thought that was the deal. Like he doesn't actually have to fight. They just have to offer him
a fight. I must have misread that. You're probably right. That makes sense.
That's what I thought it was. So
yeah. Apparently they offered him no fights. So
and then he asked for five different fights.
So,
but that's the way you can hold the guy hostage, is you just keep offering him shitty fights that he doesn't want. And then like, well, I've filled the quota for offering you fights. You just chose not to accept them. Mm-hmm. So you kind of, it's just, again, it's just fucking bullshit with all that. And there was also that, I don't know if you saw, Dana White gave one of the Nelk boys, whoever the fuck those guys are,
yeah,
$250,000 for his birthday. And a bunch of fighters and people were all up at arms because, like, oh my God, why doesn't the UFC pay people more? They're giving this guy $250,000 and that's more than some of these fighters make and blah, blah, blah. So what's your take on all that?
I don't know. He can do whatever the hell he wants. Everyone's always bitching. So yep. It's like, this has been an ongoing problem since I started watching MMA, which was not as long ago as you, you know? So it's like, they don't pay the fighters. It's not going to change. The only way this changes is if they unionize, which seems to be the way to go in a lot of these professions, but it's never going to fucking happen because they've been trying to do it forever. So this pointless to talk about. It's like the greatest stars in MMA have commented on this over the last 10 years and nothing ever happens. So just, if you don't like it, go fight elsewhere. I don't know what to tell you. Like, yeah. I think they know that this is the biggest stage and they can hold people to this thing. Versus if they go to Bellator or somewhere else, it's not as big of a stage, but they're willing to pay. So you gotta figure out what do you want? You want belts and notoriety, or you want to go get paid somewhere else? I mean,
yeah, it seems like maybe the UFC is a springboard to getting paid.
Yeah.
You know, get here, get popular. And then you like Anthony Pettis, look at him. He goes over to PFL. And I think people said he's making more than Francis Ngannou, who's the fucking heavyweight champion.
Right.
Well. Like, that doesn't make any fucking sense, but hey.
I don't like it, but what am I going to do about it?
Right. So. And this shit with Dana, that's his own fucking personal money. So what he does with that is his fucking business.
Right.
Doesn't fucking matter. He can spend $1 billion on someone. His right. money, it's the two are not equal. It's not his fucking no. company money. So nope. It's a fucking stupid argument these people are trying to make. So.
I agree.
Did you see this strike? This is
I'm excited though. What the hell?
What do they call it? The elusive flying low kick.
What the hell was he
but
trying
he looked
to
like
do?
He was trying to kick him in the balls.
It does look like that, doesn't it?
That's crazy talk.
I will launch myself at you.
Full speed to kick you in a nutsack and or miss.
It's epic. I like it.
Ole. Oh, this one. I have to save that one. I got a couple how not to work out. I don't know if you saw this guy.
Oh, geez.
You always see these sketchy workouts. And this one doesn't look super sketchy, but it sometimes just doesn't work out. It's not safe. It's like Cain Velasquez when he used to train.
Ow, it hurt. Ow. Okay, that's broken. Broken finger.
Look at that shit. He just dropped. He's doing that with doing push-ups with two 45 plates on his back and then dropped the 45 right on his fucking finger. Oh,
that was pretty stupid.
Yeah, you don't need to do that.
I mean, I could see. Why don't you use a weight vest? That'd be okay.
That'd probably be a smarter move.
Yes.
So that's like the way not to work out. Here's the way to work out. This might be a setup, but I like it. So he's getting ready to do our squats. Squats right on that guy's face. Does that not look like a setup? Camera angle's perfect. She backs into it.
It looks like a setup to me.
Like he's waiting for it. Like, come give it to me. And then she gets all of it.
Maybe that was her way, her pickup line right there. Yeah. She's like, hey, eat this.
Something doesn't smell ripe. And then, you know, one last thing and I'll flip it back over. You know, remember we were talking about a couple weeks ago, I don't know if it was last week, where there was that MMA organization, they were fighting on all those rugs. And I'm like, oh, that'd be cool if you got knocked out and they'd fucking send you the guy in a rug that you bought. Well, look at what you can get now. A little rug, a little rollout, and you get one Hezbollah comes right to your house.
Perfect.
I haven't seen that guy in forever. I thought he was supposed to have a fight in UFC. What's going on, Dana White? Make this shit happen. I'm waiting.
Waiting.
What else is going on?
Well, I got a last piece of news for me is update on Conor McGregor. And apparently he's back to training. John Kavanaugh had some comments saying that he'd been working out with Conor back in the gym. He's happy and healthy. And the last few session where we had MMA orientated stuff, he's got all the all clear. You know, he can work out as much as he wants. Got a bunch of good rounds in. And he said Conor is stronger than ever. Never been stronger.
Yeah, I wonder why. All the steroids.
He said when that silverback arm goes around your neck, there's a bit of an extra squeeze there. So he's very, very strong at the moment. And he said he's not worried about his weight cut because Conor's a professional. So no concern there, no matter which weight class he chooses to compete in, heavyweight.
Yeah. 170 for sure.
I don't have any pictures, but you know.
No, I saw him. Someone threw a hat at him at some party, and he just crushed a hat. I'm like, okay, that was weird.
Sweet.
It's all that's roid rage, is what we call that.
Seems like it.
Yeah, I haven't checked. I got to look and see if USADA's even drug testing him yet. He's in the pool, right? But I don't even know if he's getting drug tested. Let's check in on BJ Penn. You know, he's running for governor.
Yes. And I've been trying to buy shirts. I can't find them anywhere. So.
Oh, I've got a link. I'll send one to you.
Okay. I need to get one. BJ for governor.
Yep. Every time I see a video of him, he's got that shirt on. It's a smart move. So people know he means business. So he's talking about his family and he doesn't quite know how many brothers and sisters he has.
I grew up in Hilo, a normal life. With my mother, my father, four brothers, 1, 2, 3, 4, and a sister, and actually five brothers and mom. Yeah, five of us.
I get it. There's the one asshole brother you don't want to remember.
Oh God.
BJ Penn for governor.
Oh man, that's funny. What is he like? Practicing to be the next Joe Biden?
Well, as long as you can speak coherently, you'll be better than Joe Biden.
Good point.
I don't know how that guy's going to make it another whatever, but we'll see.
Another winter?
Yeah. Winter is coming, my friend. And a bike almost killed you the other day.
Yes, it did.
God forbid you slip on some ice. Holy shit. Let's do a little KO of the week.
Yeah, let's see it.
There we go. I love the arena here. This makes me think of like some kind of video game.
Oh, damn.
Board stiff.
Ouch.
The mat looks like it could get slippery as fuck, though. It's interesting with no ring, no cage, just you're just free balling, you're raw like dog in the fight.
Kumite style.
Right there. I like it. And there's another KO. I don't know when some people, I don't know what the rules are of this is, but you can just kind of check this out. So the guy gives him a free shot.
That was pretty stupid.
Yeah, why are you giving him a free shot? And that isn't even a good punch that knocked him out. Because watch his right foot just leave the ground here. This is what we resorted to. We're in like backyard brawls.
Protect yourself at all times is what I say.
This is what's more exciting now. Like, let's see the shit that's going down on the streets. What's going down on the streets?
Yeah.
Do a little tweet of the week. I don't even know what's going on here. Oh, this is pretty cool. I'm going to stop and start. So I'm going to get one of these. They said Hasbro will put your face on like a superhero now for $60.
That's cool.
And it's showing like Ghostbusters, Black Panther, blah, blah, blah. But it's kind of like the video games when you could do that back in the day, like whatever that UFC one was. I don't know if it was the first UFC. You'd like take your picture, put yourself in the game and whatever. I'm trying to pull up the web page for the put your face on a thing here. So you can kind of see all the things. Oh, you can cool. get the Mandalorian, Spider-Man, fucking Ghostbusters, nice. Iron Man, like some fucking Star Wars shit. But that's cool as fuck. I'm 100% going to do that whenever I can.
Yes.
I think I want to be the Mandalorian.
Nice. It's called Hasbro Pulse.
Yeah. $60. I wonder how they'll handle a beard in that shit. Like, will you get like a big full beard or will they fuck it up and make your face like the Elephant Man?
I don't know. That's a good question.
So we'll see what happens with those. I think you got to get on a waiting list first. Put your email in, you get on a list. That's what it's all about. Let's do a little Ask the Nuts. I saw ESPN Plus just raised its monthly price 43% from $6.99 a month to $9.99 a month. Do you think this even affects like their subscriptions or subscribers at all?
Don't think so.
People just say, oh, it's well.
$3.
Yeah.
I think if you can stay under $10, it's fine. And once you get over 10, I think that double digit number starts to make matter. So, you know.
Yeah, I forgot what someone totaled it out. I think it's over $1,000 now if you wanted to watch every UFC.
Per year?
Because you have to, it's whatever, $10 a month. So that's $120 plus the $75 for every pay-per-view plus tax on that shit. So I don't know what that is, $80 a month. So what is that, another fucking nine something? It's a lot of money. It's over $1,000 now.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah. And I wouldn't say the quality is going up because I think that was the other point someone was making. And I don't know if they were referencing Nate Diaz, but people were saying that. Oh, yeah. Because they were talking about Nate Diaz and Conor McGregor that they're trying. It seems like the UFC is trying to get rid of all the stars they have because they're more content on just filling all these cards with like 10 and 10 guys versus having a Conor McGregor, a Nate Diaz. And also you don't want those guys to have so much leverage because they were talking about the time where Conor was asking for like stock in the company because he was so powerful. Like,
right.
Remember that back in the day, like they really needed him to fight because they were willing to pay him tens of millions of dollars because remember the pay-per-views were over a million. He was the first guy in like forever to be able to do that. So yep. Now it seems like we're on the opposite because he also now here you have a Nate Diaz, super marketable. You have to pay him probably a fuck ton of money, but why wouldn't you want to get that guy fights? Why wouldn't you want him to
keep
going? Oh, you're trying to kill your superstar again. So who are your stars now? I don't know. I'm confused.
Volkanovski.
Is that it? The little guys?
Yeah, the little guys. They don't bark as loud.
Usman, Ngannou,
Adesanya.
Yeah, who just dances around now? Like they're having a a lack of superstar fighters right now.
Mm-hmm.
And but again, I don't think they care, because as long as you got that ESPN money, they don't have to.
Right.
So makes they don't sense. Have to worry anymore, which that I think we're the ones who are suffering. So,
mm-hmm.
And as we talk about Dana White and having monies, did you see what he just purchased?
No. What did he buy?
A couple fucking dinosaurs.
Cool.
What the shit is this? I don't know what that is.
And where is that? Is that in the UFC like Hall of Fame or something?
It's probably going to go in his house, I'd imagine.
That's pretty fucking
cool. Because I think he said, where am I going to put this? Yeah. Where the hell am I going to put this?
Is that a Rhinoceros Rex? Tyrannosaurus Rex?
Sure. I don't know what that is.
I don't know shit about dinosaurs, other than if I see one, I should run.
<That's>... Probably a good idea. Run towards it.
Yes.
Because then it'll be confused. Like, what or is this?
Dig through its poop, aka Jurassic Park, because I might find berries.
That you can eat and turn into a superhuman.
Yes.
Did you see Felice Herrig? She was going into depth some more. A couple things she said. I want to say she said her bare knuckle fighting championship contract is paying her three times as much as her UFC one did. And her OnlyFans page, she's selling used socks for $150.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. My question is there a market for that?
There is.
For hey, used socks.
Yes. There's some perverted weirdos out there. They will buy anything like that.
Okay. I'm not going to dive any deeper on that. I just thought it was weird because
I know this. Trust me. People buy weird shit on the internet.
Not me, I have no doubt of that.
Other people.
Not me. Just the other weirdos that buy Chris Cyborg's lipstick signed card. Then they smell it. Smell the deliciousness.
Oh, good Lord. Yes.
Guy Knowledge.
Uh-huh. I have a question.
Yep.
What the hell is happening in this thing? Here, I think I can share sound because there's no... What are we watching?
Chris hit the horn.
Did the winner get the facial?
Yeah.
Chris.
I don't know what that toy is, but I must
That's
buy
awesome.
It.
That's awesome. Yeah, don't let your kids have that. Oh my God.
No, for the next party, adult only party, we need to have that toy. I don't know what's in there, but I'm sure I could find something to fill it.
Yeah, I will find a balm, a salve of some sorts.
Yes.
You know, some kind of lotion, chock full of protein. Mm-hmm. You know, here's an interesting one. I didn't know these were legal. So I go to the pharmacy the other day, pick up my meds, and I see this in front of me. Apparently, you can drive a rickshaw through the goddamn drive-through at the local pharmacy. There's
level.
Like four kids in front of this lady and she's on her bike just getting her meds. Hey kids, come with me.
It's all
get
good.
My fucking hard on pills.
She doesn't look like she rides that bike very much.
No, not so much. That was one. And then I saw this other one. It's kind of interesting. The Rock, it says name your favorite pizza topping. You can't say come.
I like it. What is yours?
If I had to pick one,
mm-hmm.
It's probably garlic, but I'm too lazy to cut garlic sometimes, so I just cut onions. I would like a sausage pizza, but I can't. It doesn't mm-hmm. seem like the gluten-free variety usually comes with a sausage, so I have a gluten-free pepperoni. And then lately, I've just been doing mushroom, green pepper, and onion just because it's easy. And then it's oregano, crushed red pepper, and then a shit ton of fresh Parmesan on the top.
Okay.
And it's pretty solid. I had one today, actually. How about you?
I'm a straight pepperoni guy. I just like, you know, just it's one of my favorite pizzas is New York style with just pepperoni. Just you can, you know, make a little sandwich. And just eat the little grease buckets. Perfect. It's like the best thing ever. So keep it simple.
That's right. Then we'll close it out on this one. It says coming soon. There's a new Dick Waffle Cafe. It's open in the Northern Quarter.
Good luck.
This Thursday. Yep. Here you go. So
I would buy one of those.
They'll show him making it. Look at this. He's like loading up the waffles, loading up the ninas.
Perfect. I'm pulling
them out. And then you got to dip them and go. You got to have your flavors. I'm assuming that's vanilla, a little chocolate. They're going a little, strawberry on the top. Is that Neapolitan?
Mm-hmm. I'm in.
You got to put some sprinkles. Shit on there. Like now you dip that in chocolate. I don't know what that is. It's called caramel.
Strangely aroused at the moment. I don't know what's happening.
They got cocks and pussies with chocolates and deliciousness, Mr. Dick.
Oh, Jesus.
You can't do that in fucking the States here.
No, but that's funny. There was that place in Chicago a while back. I think it's called Jenny's or something that had the ice cream that had the breast milk ice cream for a while. I think they maybe still do. I don't know.
Is it gluten-free? I'm in.
I don't know.
So in.
Oh my god, I just almost died. Just
squeeze it right into my. Can I take it from the tap?
Just it depends. Like, it depends on the source, I would imagine.
Yeah, I could go a couple different ways. I've seen National Geographic's. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. I think that's it for this week. We can shut down.
Well, alrighty, that has been this week's edition of the MMA Notes. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.